Skelly Oil Company presents Captain Midnight. Captain Midnight, brought to you five times each week by the Skelly Oil Company, Skelly Jumpers and Edams. Skelly, as you know, was the originator of tailor-made gasoline. Good old Skelly Aromax. Gasoline that's weather-right for your car. But say, fellas and girls, how would you like to give your mother a beautiful 57-piece set of colored dinnerware for Christmas? Just the kind she's been admiring in the homes of a few of her lucky friends. Just the kind of dinnerware she's been reading about in her Modern Woman's magazine. The very latest thing in the very best of style. Can you think of anything your mother would get more pleasure out of? This beautiful 57-piece set I'm talking about is called the Barcelona Ensemble. The dishes are all of brightly colored crockery. Brilliant red, blue, green, and yellow. The gorgeous sun-bright colors of romantic old Spain. The glassware and cutlery are trimmed in colors to match. 57 pieces in all. But listen, here's the best part of it. You can give Mother this beautiful 57-piece dinnerware set that has sold in leading stores for as high as $14.95, and you can get it absolutely free, providing your dad decides to give Mother a Skelgas kitchen range for Christmas. You get that? I'll say it again. You can get this beautiful 57-piece dinnerware set for Mother absolutely free if your dad decides to get your mother a Skelgas kitchen range for Christmas. So, if you live beyond the city gas mains and your mother needs the comfort and convenience of a new Skelgas kitchen range, tell Dad about the amazing free Christmas gift offer your Skelgas dealer is making this week. Tell him to see the new Skelgas, spelled S-K-E-L-G-A-S, the new Skelgas kitchen ranges, and the big free 57-piece dinnerware sets at your Skelgas dealers tonight. And now to Captain Midnight. It looks as though Captain Midnight has fallen into the clever trap set for him by Ivan Shark. The famous flyer has taken his friends to a new refuge in the old Aztec temple at the foot of the waterfall. Chuck Ramsey, who was forced to bail out from his plane, is with them. As our scene opens today, we find Captain Midnight talking with Senor Pareda and Chuck. It's in the middle of the morning, and warm sunshine fills the square in front of the temple. A faint but continuous roar comes from the nearby waterfall. Listen as Chuck exclaims,
"I can't seem to get away from this temple square, Captain Midnight. First I land here in a plane, and the next time it's under a parachute."
"But, mi amigo, you are most fortunate."
"Senor Pareda is right, Chuck. You are very lucky to be alive."
"Ah, but we're in such a mess now, and it's all my fault."
"But, mi amigo, how can you say such a thing?"
"Yes, Chuck. What do you mean by that?"
"Well, I should have made it to the city, Captain. I could have if I'd used my head."
"Well, how, Chuck?"
"Well, I flew a straight compass course. If I'd swung off to one side, I could have avoided Shark's planes."
"Oh, but don't you see? You'd have become lost. In order to swing back on your correct course, you'd have had to guess. The chances are you wouldn't have found that city at all. No, you did the best you could. That's all anyone can do."
"Oh, but look at the shape we're in. Well, we're worse off than we ever were. We finally managed to get hold of two planes, and now we haven't got a single one left."
"Mi amigo, do not lose the heart. We are alive. We have the things to eat, and we have the shelter of the old temple. We do not have such bad fortune."
"Senor Pareda's right, Chuck. We have a lot to be thankful for. Now let's forget about the past and look to the future."
"Okay. I guess you and Senor Pareda are right. Well, let's see what we can do."
"That's the way to talk. Now then, Senor Pareda, tell me something about our location here. What trails, if any, lead out of this place?"
"Ah, mi capitan, this is the good place to hide. But for the escape, it is very bad."
"Yes, I see that's true. Shark and his men are waiting for us to the north, the east, and the south. And down the west is... Well, what about the west, senor?"
"The west, senor, it is worse. You could see from the top of the waterfall. It is all the low jungle."
"It looks just as level as a pancake, Captain Midnight. But as you said, it's much more dangerous than it looks."
"Yes. I've been in these tropical jungles before, Chuck. Many a man has lost his life in the belief that he could get through them."
"There is the one chance, senor. There are the trails to the jungle, but very few men know about them. Perhaps I could find out from my men."
"Well, how far west is it to the next range of mountains?"
"It is about 50 miles, senor."
15 miles, eh? Well, Chuck, that doesn't look very promising. We've got to think of a better plan if we can."
"Oh, of course, there's always a chance that Major Steele and Bud Conley will come back."
"Yeah, true, Chuck. There's some hope of that. But even if they did, how would they get to us? They wouldn't be able to find us in the first place, and if they did, they couldn't land here."
"Gosh, that's right. They'd probably land in some field and fall into Shark's hands."
"Yes."
"Oh, what'll we do?"
"I've got an idea, but First, I want to ask Senor Paredes some questions.
Si, senor.
Now, the river, which flows over the high cliff, drops into this pool at the edge of the temple square. Now, how fast does this stream flow, Senor Paredes? In front of the temple here, the current seems fairly swift. But what about it after it reaches the jungle?
The current becomes very slow, senor, because, as you can see, the jungle is very flat.
Mm-hmm. And after you get out into the jungle, how far apart are the banks?
Perhaps 20 to 25 feet, senor.
How deep is it, senor?
I'm not sure, but I think it is perhaps 6 or 7 feet deep.
From where we're standing, you can look down that stream. Branches of the trees seem to lace together over the center of the river.
Si, senor. From above in the sky, one cannot see the river at all.
Oh, that'd be a very great advantage.
Gee, Captain, what are you getting at?
I'll tell you in just a second, Chuck. First, Senor Pereira, where does this little river go to?
Ami, Capitan, the mouth of the little river is 20 miles from here. It flows into the big river, which you have seen from the air.
Oh, good, good. That's all I wanted to know.
I bet I know what you're thinking of. You're thinking that we can escape by the river.
You've guessed it, Chuck. We don't have any boats, but I'm wondering if we could build a raft. What about your men, Senor Pereira? Do they know anything about such things?
Si, senor. They can build a raft, and we have the rope from my hunting lodge to bind it together. But the progress, senor, will be very slow.
But gosh, Captain, what about Shark's men? They might be hidden along the riverbank, and then they'd have us cold.
No. They won't be along the riverbank, Chuck. Not out in the jungle. The only dangerous place will be right here at the start. And my plan would be to start at night.
Oh, that's swell. Let's start building it right away.
Yeah, we will, Chuck, this afternoon. But for the moment, I want everyone to rest. We had a hard-forced march this morning. Everyone's worn out. Besides, we'll have to look around a bit and decide on the best place to build the raft.
Si, senor. That is the most important thing. I think below the temple, at the edge of the jungle, we can find the fallen tree trunks.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's one thing certain. We'll have to build a raft in the water.
Build a raft in the water, mi amigo?
Yes, Senor Pereira. I read about some fellows who built a raft once. After it was finished, it was so heavy that they couldn't get it into the water.
We won't do that.
That would be very bad, mi amigo. It is something I do not think of.
Well, we'll find a place this afternoon. If I remember rightly, there's a shallow pool on the other side of that wall you had to clear, Chuck. It's on the edge of the main stream, but there's practically no current there. Now, we could build a raft in the pool. Then, when we're all set, push it out into the main current.
I wonder how long it would take to build it.
2 or 3 days, I imagine, Chuck. Remember, we don't have many tools. Oh, yes. There's one thing we mustn't forget. Ivan Shark knows exactly where we are. His men are probably surrounding us right now.
We'd better carry on with our guard duty.
You bet. We'll use the same system we used in the valley. 2 hours on, 4 off, with 2 men on duty at all times.
Gosh, I guess we'd better start right away. Shall I go and find Pinky and Slim?
Yes, Chuck, do that. Tell them that they're due the first shift. Senor Pereira and I will make up a list for the ones to follow.
Okay, I'll go and tell them right now.
Right.
But now, mi capitan, I wish to talk to you of something else.
Well, sure, Senor Pereira. What is it?
It is of the Pereira treasure, senor. It is now many years since I have hidden it here. I should like to see if it is still safe. Will you come with me?
All right, Senor Pereira. I'll come with you, mainly because I want to find out all I can about this temple. But when we come near the treasure, you will go on by yourself and then rejoin me later. I prefer to have it that way.
Si, senor, if you insist. Come, let us go.
And now, while Senor Pereira leads Captain Midnight near the point where the Pereira family treasure is hidden, let us go to a different part of the temple. On the west side of the building, there is a flagstone yard, and exploring it are Pebbles and Patsy Donovan. Listen as Patsy asks.
Gosh, Pebbles, I wonder what this place is for.
Well, jumping Jiminy, Patsy, I do not savvy what this place is for at all. Maybe the Aztec kids used to play baseball out here, huh?
Well, I don't think the Aztecs played baseball at all, Pebbles, but maybe they did. You know more about them than I do.
All the Aztec temples have the big yard around them, but this one has the wall on the outside.
Look, there's an opening in the wall. Let's go through and see what's on the outside.
Well, sure, we will do that.
Gosh, Pebbles, doesn't it seem strange? Just think, thousands of years ago, kids probably played right here in this yard.
Well, see me, amigo. One could close the eyes and see them here now.
I wonder what they looked like, Pebbles. What kind of clothes did they wear? And did they play games just the way we do?
Well, I do not know, Patsy, but I have heard my uncle tell the stories about the Aztec people. But even he does not know whether they are true or not.
Gosh, Pebbles, is it really true that they used to kill the most beautiful girl in the tribe once a year as a sacrifice?
Oh, see, Patsy, that is the truth. That is why they have the big altar on the other side of the temple.
That's perfectly terrible, isn't it, Pebbles?
Well, see, it is the terrible thing, but that is part of the religion of the Aztec people.
But Pebbles, that's a cruel, heartless thing to do. No one would do anything like that these days.
I have heard El Capitan Midnight say that there are terrible customs still exist in some parts of the world, Patsy.
Gosh, that's right. He did say there were parts of the world which have tribes that haven't been civilized yet.
See, in the islands of the Pacific Ocean, there are the headhunters.
Sure, and they have cannibals, too.
So you see, there are the bad things which happen even today.
Yes, I guess you're right. But it seems as though the world should be able to get along without such things happening.
I see. Oh, look, we are at the opening in the wall.
Gee, Pebbles, look. These flagstones go right down to the edge of the jungle.
Well, see, come on. Let us go as far as we can.
Sure. I'd like to see what the jungle's like. Captain Midnight says it's a very dangerous place.
Oh, that is the truth, Patsy. My uncle's men, they do not like the jungle at all. They do not go near it if they can help it.
But what's so bad about it?
Well, we will go down to the edge and I will show you.
Gee, everything looks so green.
See, but look at the trees and the many things which grow there. It is like the dense thicket. You cannot force the way through.
Gosh, it sure does look thick. Why, you'd have to hack your way through with a hatchet.
Well, see, that is what the people do when they go through the jungle, if they do not know the trail.
Gee, I guess this is as far as we can go. Look, Pebbles, look, down there in that greenish water.
Well, what is it, Patsy? What do you see?
There's something moving there. Now, see it?
See, it's the big snake. It's the water moccasin.
Gosh, a water moccasin? Well, they're poisonous, aren't they?
Oh, see, the bite is most poisonous, and there are many other kinds of snakes and reptiles in the jungle.
I certainly wouldn't want to go down in there. Why, you'd have to wade in the water all the time.
See, and there are the deep holes, too. Also the quicksand.
Gosh, it's a perfectly terrible place. I don't think I ever...
What is it, Patsy? What do you see? What do you look at?
Look, Pebbles, along the shore to our right. We haven't been over there, have we?
Yes, for God, we have not been there.
But look at the flagstones, Pebbles. Right in plain sight, too.
But I do not see...
There are footprints there, Pebbles. Someone has walked in mud and then out on those flagstones. Recently.
Well, what can this mean? Whose footprints has Patsy Donovan discovered? Are other people making the old Aztec temple their headquarters also? And say, what is Ivan Shark doing? Don't miss the next adventure. Tune in tomorrow to Captain Midnight. Now, this being the week before Christmas, the stores will all be open tonight. So why don't you and Dad step out for a few minutes after supper and stop over at your Skell Gas dealers to see that new Skell Gas kitchen range for Mother's Christmas present. Say, boy, there's a Christmas present the whole family will help Mother enjoy for years to come. For Skell Gas, spelled S-K-E-L-G-A-S, offers the ideal cooking method for folks who live beyond the city gas main. But look, don't forget, your Skell Gas dealer is giving a beautiful 57-piece set of colored dinnerware absolutely free with every Skell Gas kitchen range ordered before Christmas. So you see, you have a double reason for asking Dad to stop over at your Skell Gas dealers with you tonight. Now, don't forget to tune in again tomorrow, same time, same station, for further transcribed adventures of Captain Midnight. Brought to you by the Skelly Oil Company, Skelly Jobbers and Dealers. Will Captain Midnight's plan of escaping by the Jungle River be successful? And whose footprints are those found on the stones in the Aztec Temple courtyard? Be sure to listen tomorrow. Until then, this is Don Gordon, your Skelly Man, saying goodbye and...
Happy Landing!
Thank you.